Champion, presented by Consumer Cellular. Here are three former champions. A university administrator from Princeton, New Jersey, Gilbert Collins. An instructional design consultant from Salt Lake City, Utah, Anarchy Garcia. And a music teacher from Aurora, Colorado, Kyle Jones. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome everyone to our most prestigious tournament of the year, and in some ways the most popular for you, the fans, because you get to spend some time with players who may have become your favorites in their initial appearance on the program. So right from the get-go, you get to cheer for somebody special. Gilbert, Anarchy, and Kyle, welcome back. Good luck. Here we go. Now let's take a look at the categories. I appointed that Supreme Court justice, followed by homophones. Say yes to the chess, followed by poets in poetry, autofill, and finally, I get to do some traveling.
A visit to the Harvard Lampoon, a college institution that has helped shape American humor.
Kyle, you get to start us off.
Homophones 1000.
An old word for the Christian cross, or a description of one's impolite disposition. What is rude, R-O-O-D, and R-U-D-E? Mm-hmm. Tough when you start with the more expensive clues. You know that, Kyle.
It's true. Yes to the chess, 1,000.
All right. The hypermodern Reti opening begins with a move of this piece. And that would be the White Knight. Kyle, you want to stick with it?
Homophones, 800.
Ah. The opposite of slack, or what slackers weren't getting in school. Gilbert.
What is taught?
T-A-U-T or T-A-U-G-H-T. Right you are.
Poets for 1,000.
John Dryden said this other 17th century man affects the metaphysics. In fact, he's the leading metaphysical poet. Anarchy.
Who's Donne?
John Donne. Right you are.
Poetry for 800.
This American's verses include, behold the duck. It does not cluck. A cluck it lacks. It quacks. Kyle.
Who is Nash?
Ogden Nash, yes.
Chess 800.
The Queen's Gambit is marked by White's second move offer to sacrifice one of these, temporarily. Kyle?
What is a queen?
No. Sacrifice a pawn.
Okay.
Kyle?
Supreme Court Justice 1000.
William Rehnquist as Chief Justice. Gilbert.
Who's Reagan?
Yes.
Supreme Court 800.
William Rehnquist as Associate Justice. The president was Richard Nixon. Gilbert, go again.
Supreme Court 6.
Answer. Daily Double. Clue for you alone. You're in the lead with 1,800. You can risk any or all of it.
I'll bet 1,800.
Okay, here is the clue. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Who is Clinton?
You got him. And you've added to your lead. Go again.
Let's try Harvard for 1,000.
Alex?
Writers and performers who've gone from the Lampoon to Saturday Night Live include this young fellow, who co-hosts Weekend Update with Michael Che.
And his name is Colin Jost. Back to you, Gilbert.
Harvard for 8.
Ex-Lampooner Jim Downey not only wrote for Saturday Night Live longer than anybody else, he also created this perennial list read by David Letterman.
Gilbert.
What is a top 10 list?
Yes.
Harvard for 6.
Lisa Henson was the Lampoon's first female president, and she helped her dad, Jim, write the speech that was given by this Muppet during the Harvard commencement season in 1982.
Kyle.
Who's Kermit?
Right.
Autofill 1000.
Feel the velocity in the This Veloster. And that would be the Hyundai. Back to you, Kyle.
Autofill 800.
Go here and beyond in their Q50. Kyle.
Who's Audi?
No. Anarchy.
What is Infinity?
That's it.
Autofill for 6.
Fit for a King Arthur, this Avalon. Gilbert.
What is Toyota?
Yeah. And that takes you to an even 5,000. Takes us into our first break. I'm eager to hear what has happened with these players since their initial appearance. We'll find out when we come back. Gilbert Collins, the first player we introduced on our program today, is a five-time champion. Now, Gilbert, quite often, adults who watch people like you compete on our program and win are more impressed than your own children. I want to hear about your kids' reaction to your success on the program.
So my first time here, I promised my sons Timmy and Nicky 1% of anything that I earned on the show. Ended up being a lot more than I expected. And so they had a great time. They actually contributed a lot to some charities locally in New Jersey and also donated to animal conservation efforts.
But you kept your word. You gave them 1% of your earnings.
They got their money that time. We'll see what happens this time around. Could it be a lot more?
Okay. Aniki Garcia is from Salt Lake City, Utah. Now, you're... five-year-old wasn't all that impressed with your performance.
He wasn't. You know, I've got two kids, Simon and Julian, and they've been really, you know, good sports about watching Jeopardy all the time and practicing. But one day I think he'd had enough. I was asking him to pick up the toys, and he said, "No, Mom, I don't have to listen to you. You're just a four-day champion." I was put in my place.
Oh, yeah. All right. Kyle Jones is from Aurora, Colorado, a music teacher with children.
Yes, two kids.
And their reaction to your success on the program?
Well, one's only a few months old now, and our toddler, she sees Jeopardy when it comes on now, and every time asks, "Oh, is Daddy on?" And I have to tell her, no, not for a long time.
Okay, let's get back into this. Gilbert's off to a great start, so go ahead, make your selection, please.
Let's try Poets for Six.
This Belle of Amherst wrote, "I'll tell you how the sun rose, a ribbon at a time." Gilbert.
Is Dickinson?
Yes, Emily Dickinson.
Poets for Four.
As holder of this job in the 1970s, John Betjeman wrote verses honoring Elizabeth II's Silver Jubilee. Gilbert.
What is Poet Laureate?
Yes.
Poets for Two.
In an ode, John Keats called this bird, renowned for its song, "Light-winged Dryad of the Trees." Kyle.
What is a nightingale?
Nightingale. Yes, you're out of the hole.
Yeah, chess for 600.
It's the number of white squares on a standard chessboard. Gilbert.
What is 32?
You got it.
Chess for Four.
Chess games are typically divided into the opening, the middle game, and this terminal phase. Kyle.
What is the end game?
Yes.
Homophone 600.
A statement of admiration for another, or a full number of soldiers to do a job. Aniki.
What is a compliment?
Good.
Homophones for Four.
That fancy lodging at your favorite hotel, or the saccharine word that describes it. Aniki.
What is sweet?
Yes.
Homophones for Two.
Garbage. Or where a belt goes. Kyle.
What is waste?
Yeah.
Chess 200.
In standard Western chess sets, this piece is topped with a cross. Gilbert.
What's a king?
King is right.
Supreme Court for Four.
Elena Kagan. Aniki.
Who is Obama?
Good.
Autofill for Four.
Take a long trip in this company's Odyssey. Gilbert.
What is Honda?
Honda, good.
Autofill for Two.
We have no illusions about the alliterative, "This makes Mirage." Gilbert.
What is Mitsubishi?
Yes.
Supreme Court for Two.
John Jay. Kyle.
Who is Washington?
Good.
Lampoon 400.
The style and irreverence of Harvard Lampoon had a huge impact in the 70s when alums Doug Kenny and Henry Beard founded National Lampoon. And Doug co-wrote this very popular college comedy film.
Kyle?
What is Animal House?
You are right. And now the last clue.
Now a fixture as a late-night TV talk show host, in the 1980s, this very tall redhead was a two-year president of the Harvard Lampoon.
Aniki.
Who's Conan O'Brien?
You got him, and that takes you up to 3,400, and I want to thank the folks at the Harvard Lampoon for making my visit there so very enjoyable. Had a lot of fun. Kyle, you get to go first in Double Jeopardy, as you know, when we come back after this. By now, all of you are familiar with the rules of our tournaments. The first week, quarterfinal games, the winners come back as semifinalists, as well as the four high scorers among non-winners. Kyle, you're trailing. You're in third place. You go first in this Double Jeopardy round. Here are the categories for you. We start off with opera and ballet, followed by alliteration on the map, Hard Podge. Oh, that's scary. Abbreviations and acronyms, followed by To the Stars, and finally, the party of the second part. You have to name the actor who played the second listed title role. Start us off.
Opera and Ballet 2000.
This title girl from an Adolphe Adam ballet dies in the first act and must dance for a ghost queen in the second. And that is Giselle. Back to you, Kyle.
Opera and Ballet 1600.
Answer, daily double. And you can risk up to 2000.
I'll do 2000.
All right, here is the clue. You'll find the Queen of Night in this Mozart's last opera.
What is the magic flute?
You got it.
Opera and Ballet 1200.
A courtesan named Violetta is the title fallen woman of this Verdi opera. Kyle again.
What is La Traviata?
Correct.
Opera and Ballet 800.
Wagner wrote an opera about this pair of legendary lovers, King Mark's nephew and King Mark's intended bride. Kyle.
Or Tristan and Isolde.
Yes.
Opera and Ballet 400.
This 1818 novel has been adapted as a ballet with an experimentalist named Victor and the discovery of galvanism. Kyle.
What is Frankenstein?
Right. You found your category.
Yeah, now it's gone.
Yeah.
Hard Podge 2000.
Part of the resume of this Greek deity, smithing, made the first woman, Pandora. Aniki.
Who is Hephaestus?
Good.
Alliteration for 16.
This nickname for Dong Ap Bia Mountain in Vietnam was inspired by a brutal battle that took place there in 1969. The nickname is Hamburger Hill. Back to you, Aniki.
Alliteration for 12.
Polar bears and Arctic foxes are found along the shores of this arm of the North Atlantic. Kyle.
What is Baffin Bay?
Right.
Alliteration 2000.
Answer. The other daily double.
4,000.
Four it is. Here is the clue. Before 1910, the area that's home to the southern tip of Africa bore this name. Kyle.
What is
Cape Colony?
Colony.
Cape Colony. Sorry.
Right.
Down to 2,800. Go again.
Alliteration 800.
Juba is the capital city of this recently independent nation. Aniki.
What is South Sudan?
Right.
Hard Podge for 12.
Ever the man in white, he chronicled radical chic and Mau Mauing the flak catchers in 1970. And his name is Tom Wolfe. Aniki.
Abbreviations for 16.
Want to boost traffic to your website? Try SEO, short for this. Aniki.
What is search engine optimization?
Good.
To the Stars for 16.
In 2019, this heavy SpaceX rocket launched a solar sail testing for space travel powered only by sunlight. Kyle.
What is Falcon Heavy?
Yeah.
To the Stars 2000.
Many of the European Space Agency's launches happen at its spaceport in this South American territory. Aniki.
What is Guyana?
Be more specific.
French Guiana.
Good.
Abbreviations for 2000.
Abbreviated BQ. This unit of radioactivity is named for a French physicist. And his name is Becquerel. Back to you, Aniki.
Let's try Party of the Second Part for 400.
Grace and Frankie. Aniki.
Who is... Her name.
Oh, Kyle.
Who's Lily Tomlin?
Yes. Aniki knew her name but couldn't come up with
it.
Hard Podge 16.
Its inventors, the Dopiera brothers, gave part of their name to this popular country and western instrument with a resonating disc. Aniki.
What is the dobro?
Dobro, right.
Party of the second part for 8.
Dharma and Greg. And Greg is played by Thomas Gibson. Aniki.
To the Stars for 12.
Abdul Ahad Mohmand, the first Afghan man in space, was not an astronaut, but this similar kind of spaceman. Gilbert.
What is a cosmonaut?
Right.
To the Stars for 8.
In 1960, NASA made this German-born man the first director of the Marshall Space Flight Center. Gilbert.
Was Goddard?
No. Kyle or Aniki? was Wernher von Braun. Back to you, Gilbert.
Abbreviations for 12.
Some want the NCAA to allow student athletes to be paid for the use of these three things, often shorthanded as NIL. Gilbert.
What is name, image, and likeness?
Correct.
Abbreviations for 8.
A popular hashtag on Twitter is hashtag ICYMI, short for this. Kyle.
What is in case you missed it?
Right.
Hard Podge 800.
It's the culinary verb for the action being done to the bird so it'll hold its shape. Kyle.
What is trust?
Yes.
Alliteration 400.
This peak has been officially renamed Denali from an Athabascan word meaning the high one. Gilbert.
What is Mount McKinley?
Correct.
To the stars 4.
The Outer Space Treaty prohibits these weapons or any other kinds of weapons of mass destruction from space. Gilbert.
What are lasers?
No. Kyle.
What are nuclear weapons?
That's it.
Abbreviations 400.
This five-letter acronym was once a telegraph code word for the occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Kyle.
What is POTUS?
POTUS, right.
Hard Podge 400.
During the Middle Ages, Bergen became a trading center of this merchant league that held its last congress in 1669. Aniki.
What is the Hanseatic League?
You are right.
Party of the second part for 12.
Joni loves Chachi. Kyle.
With Scott Baio.
Right.
1600.
Rizzoli and Isles. And the actress is Sasha Alexander. Now the last clue. Mork and Mindy. Mindy was played by Pam Dauber. All right, all three of you still in it, dealing with this subject in Final Jeopardy. Ancient history. Think about that. Make your wagers. We'll reveal the clue when we come back.
Consumer Cellular presents the Tournament of Champions.
Ancient history is the subject for Final Today, players. Here is your clue. According to Herodotus, a messenger was sent 150 miles from Athens to Sparta just before this 490 BC battle. 30 seconds for you. Good luck. Kyle, we come to you first. You were in third place with 8,400. What did you put down as your response to our clue? What is the Battle of Marathon? The race is named for it. You are correct, sir. You wagered and earned 8,400. You doubled your score. You're in the lead with 16,800. Let's go to Gilbert Collins. He had 9,000. He wrote down the correct response also. What was his wager? 7,801, giving him a $1 lead over Kyle. 16,801. Over to Aniki Garcia now. We're looking for Marathon. Are we going to find it? Oh, no. What is justice for Barb? And it'll cost you $6,601. But we have a champion, Gilbert Collins. He's going to be a semifinalist coming back to play again next week. And we hope you will all come back to watch our second quarterfinal match right here tomorrow. So long, everybody.
The Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions is presented by Consumer Cellular. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by...
My cholesterol is borderline. I can worry about it or do something about it. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. And it's odor-free and pharmacist-recommended. Garlic.
People who have been diagnosed with mesothelioma have many questions. That's why we offer this free book.
Call toll-free at 1-888-888-3231.
Your skin has different needs at night. That's why there's Gold Bond Overnight Lotion. Works while you sleep as hyaluronic acid locks in moisture. Gold Bond Overnight Lotion.